Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
You're listening to the Believe in Giants podcast with Giants legend Carl Banks and broadcaster Bob Papa.
Welcome to another edition of Believe in Giants. Bob Papa with 2-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. We are here to digest what was just an absolute stunning loss at the hands of the Raiders. Not that they lost to the Raiders. Anything's possible in the NFL, right? And you're in your weight class. But the way that the Giants were beaten, the end of the season for Daniel Jones, Carl, just misery for our Giants fans, friends out here.
Yeah, I think, you know, this was a game. This was a disappointing game to me because we talked about it in our preview that the Giants were going to have to come out ready to play. They knew they were going to face a team that was going to be very enthusiastic. They were going to want to play hard for their coach. And whatever you saw in film, take it, look at it, and say you can expect better. The Giants, I think, defensively, I don't know if it was a hangover, the Leonard Williams hangover, where they just came out sleepwalking and missed him so much. But they had a game to play, and they played like crap. There were some plays made in the game, but they, as a collective group, did not play well at all. And I don't know if it's they were feeling great about themselves because they had a few good defensive games, but it's a week-to-week league. You got to prove it to the next guy. And if you go out there and you let them beat you up for 2.5 quarters and then all of a sudden you're playing, it's too late, especially – we have an offense that's struggling. You got to play complementary football. You were the strength of the team. You know, you had your takeaways. You were giving your offense opportunities. This game, it didn't happen at all. It didn't even get close. You know, no one got a sniff on the quarterback. Josh Jacobs got close to 100 yards, but he impacted the game greatly for their young quarterback. And It was disappointing to see defensively. Offensively, I thought they should have run the ball more with Saquon Barkley. Receivers, Slayton, you got to catch balls. Can't drop footballs when they throw them to you. 4th and 1, have a sense of awareness. You are not an offense that can afford in the middle of a drive to jump off sides. Evan Neal can't jump off sides. You don't get these opportunities. When you have a drive going and they call a play, don't jump off sides. You're going to get it. Push it in the trash.
Well, I don't even understand their tush push because It's like awful. sometimes they have Breida on the field. But you want big people pushing.
But it's trash. It's trash. I have no problem saying it. They have so many other running plays that they could look at that were successful for 3 to 4 to 5 yards. And all you need is one. And basically, when you get into that formation, there's one option you have. And the defense just loads it up and they push your guys back and you get nothing. When you are running some of your better formations, your run formations, now you got guys who have to defeat blocks. And I would count on Saquon Barkley to get one with the way they were running the football. So I'm saying trash that. You can get rid of it.
I got a message for our fans out there. Football's back. Bet Online's your number one information source for all your sports wagering info with up-to-the-minute stats, news, scores, and matchup breakdowns. Get the latest game odds, spreads, and totals from the NFL and college football at your fingertips with BetOnline's real-time updates on stats, news, and odds. From week one all the way to the college football playoffs and Super Bowl, BetOnline is going to give you access to the best football promotions and contests available anywhere online. So head to the website today or use your mobile device. Get in on. Look, I understand that they game plan and they prepare for these games. And, you know, I'm not really into the second guessing thing. You know, they spend all week putting stuff together. The thing I didn't like about the play on the push is your quarterback's coming back from a neck injury. He has, yeah. You know, he's missed a bunch of games because of a neck injury. And that play requires the quarterback to get low and power his way into a line.
Yeah.
I'm like, do we really need to do that with a dude coming off a neck injury? So when I look at this game, Carl, I think this game, the first quarter of this game was a microcosm of the 2023 season. From the first play to the last play of the quarter, there's almost a symmetry to it. The Raiders are ranked 30th in the NFL against the run.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants get the ball, pass on first down, pass on second down, pass on third down, short of the sticks. Try to draw him offside, but Evan Neal jumps, so that whole thing gets blown out the window. Yes, the Giants' defense has played really good the last couple of weeks. Even if you go back to the Seattle game, the Miami game was a mess on a lot of different levels. But since then, they played great defense. But
and they turned the ball over three times. Miami, they turned Miami over three times.
Right, but in a microcosm look at the whole year. With the way the season started with the games against the Cowboys and Arizona in the first half, you know, the defense, when you needed them there, they weren't there because like a hot knife through butter, 6 plays, 67 yards, middle of the field's wide open for Jacoby Myers. Jacoby Myers with his longest run of his career on a jet action goes 17 yards for the Giants offered no resistance there.
No.
So that's like the early part of the season, part of the Giants. Now the Giants get the football, and we know about their offensive struggles, but they got a good drive going. And they have a 1st and 10 at the Las Vegas 43 after converting a 3rd and 2. Take a shot. Jones misses Hyatt. That could have easily been 7 to make it a 7-7 game. A couple plays later, they can't make the 4th and 1 because of the push. So here's where the season in a microcosm now comes full circle. Defense gets you 3 and out. Okay, after a bad first drive defensively, they get you 3 and out. And now your Giants are driving again. They convert a 3rd and 5. Barkley runs for 9 on 1st down near the end of the first quarter. Barkley runs for 3. And then on the last play of the first quarter, the Giants fail to pick up a twist as Crosby goes from Evan Neal around the middle. They don't see him, gets quick pressure on Daniel Jones. I just looked at the coach's tape. Nobody's open. And Jones, as he tries to brace himself, that's where his knee buckles, and that's where he gets injured. Mm-hmm. The entire first quarter was a microcosm of this season. Missed opportunities on offense, penalties or mental mistakes, a defense that at times has looked really good, and at times this season has looked bad. No points, ball game over.
Yeah.
That was the season in the first quarter.
Right.
And you lose your quarterback for the year and maybe forever.
Yeah, you got a lack of discipline.
Can I just throw one more thing in there? Mm-hmm. Just one more thing in there. On that next possession that I'm talking about, the last possession, there was also another take a shot to Hyatt that mm-hmm. went incomplete. So you had two take a shots on your second and third possessions of the game that could have actually had, you could have actually had the lead 14-7, but instead you were trailing 7-0. Quarterback gets hurt. First quarter of the Raiders was the 2023 Giants season to me in a nutshell. Your turn.
No, you hit the nail right on the head because we're at the midway point of the season, and after every game, you have these moments. Right? You have these moments of if they would have did this, if they would have did that. The Giants thus far this season have yet to get on track. And the things that are preventing them are a lot of it is self-inflicted. You look at, okay, if you're playing against a team that's 30th, 31st, against the run, okay, maybe you see something that you want to do that can pass the football, and you say, okay, well, we had some success. We got to a 3rd-and-1. Well, we'd like to think that if you run the football, play to their weakness, which happens to be one of your strengths, you could probably get your offense on track, take a little air out of the sail, the wind out of the sails of the Raiders. Okay, but let's just say, for argument's sake, coach could look at me and say, well, Carl, see this play right here? We should have had this. See this play right here? We should have had this. But then it goes back to we should have had, which is a microcosm, like you said, of where they are this entire season.
Yeah,
a lot of should have hats.
And the example that I use, the analogy that I use of the first quarter of the game, encompasses the entire team. It covers the entire team. Defensive inconsistency, offensive line missing up on some reads or calls, and player execution. Yeah. Listen, Daniel Jones looked rusty, but if you agree that you're going to go on the field and play in the game,
yeah,
nobody wants to hear about the rust. Sorry.
No, he airmails one to Barkley in the flat.
The first play of the game.
Yeah, it sailed into the bench. And it looked like he just tried to lob it out there and it just took off on him.
Reminded me of Jeff Rutledge's pass in the NFC Championship game in 1990 when Hostetler got knocked out for that one play, and I think the ball's still traveling planet Earth.
Yeah.
And Jones, hey, like we've said, and you and I are the biggest Daniel Jones supporters. We have been. But, you know, everybody shares the blame. It's not just the line is so awful and they can't do anything. There's guys not catching balls that they could catch. He missed open throws. Those are game-changing throws.
Yeah.
That he's got to hit, at least hit one or two of them.
Game-changing when you're scrambling for your season. You got to make those. Those are the little scrappy teams that are where the Giants are. You look at Pittsburgh Steelers. You look at even the Raiders here. They make plays. They make plays. They figure out how to scrap. And, you know, listen, the Pittsburgh Steelers have a lot of warts. A lot of warts. They got 5 wins because they figure out how to make the plays that they need to make, right? The Las Vegas Raiders figured out how to make plays. They figured out how to keep their offense on schedule. And this was a weight class that the Giants were in. And they looked outclassed the entire way. Why? Because you look back on this game, here's a play you could have made, here's a play you could have made, here's an offsides penalty, here's a play you could have made, oh, here's a drop, here's an overthrow, here's a shot play that gets overthrown, here's a shot play that leads the guy out of bounds. Well, the Raiders did that because they understood that there's a sense of urgency. There is a situational awareness that you have to have in order to get your games one, when you are not that good of a football team. Another thing that drove me nuts is the new technique of Deontay Banks. It's something new. I know they don't coach it. I'll just line up on a guy and stand up with your legs straight, not even in a football position. Whoop, rookie runs right by you. Whoop, you miss a jam. You're not in football position to play. At what point did anybody say you're the best corner in football? They say you're up and coming because you know why? You have always been committed to technique, sound fundamentals. You picked this game against some pretty good receivers to now go out there and don't commit to your technique. You line up at the line of scrimmage, knees not bent. You're not in a position to do anything other than be reactive. When? When did they teach that? Where did that come from? Because all
certainly
year,
didn't see it the previous week against Garrett Wilson.
Listen, all week, I mean, all year, this kid has been committed to his fundamentals. I look up, I'm like, where's this coming from? Why don't you bend your knees? Why don't you get in a football position to play? And I'm looking at this and I'm like, Leonard Williams ain't had nothing to do with him. That you can't be hung over because Leonard up front, your job is your job every single down. But when did you decide that you can just go out there and cheat, you know, your technique and think it's going to serve your team well? Well, those are the breakdowns. Those are the sense of urgency, situational awareness things that I'm talking about that has hurt this team. When you have players that can, they must. You cannot, you're not good enough as a collective group to continuously miss on opportunities. That's where, you know, I talk about the haves and the have-nots, right? We know who the haves are in this team, I mean, in this league. The have-nots are scrapping to try to get to a playoff, to try to get to a wild card. And then you have the have-nots who just continue to figure out ways to lose when they have good players, and they look back and they say, well, we should have beat this team. Well, no shit. Well, I can circle, you know, your poor fundamentals for the first, you decide this week is the first week. You don't want to play sound fundamentals. I'm going to look at a fourth and one. You're too darn experienced now to keep jumping off sides. Evan, middle of the field open. You know, by the way, you get one of your guys come off and say, now you got a locker room problem. Well, according to all the other guys, you don't. But is it because, and I'm talking about Xavier McKinney, is it because you don't feel as involved in the defense? We haven't seen the splash plays from him. And let me preface, he's my guy. He's a great kid, great character kid, so I got no personal issue with him. But when you say there's a communication, the coaches aren't listening, and then you find out that there's a captain's meeting every Friday, and they all sit with the coaches, and the other people were saying to me, because I went and polled, I talked to captains yesterday, you guys got a problem? To a man, they said, we don't know where that came from. Maybe he's frustrated.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the year is here. It's Way Day. Right now, you can score up to 80% off at Wayfair. Save on sofas and cookware, dining sets and rugs and beds, wall art, bar cards, floor lamps, ceiling fans, home decor, all things outdoor, and way more. All up to 80% off right now. Plus, everything ships free. And flash deals are launching all Way Day long. Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year. Shop Way Day right now from May 6th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Probably frustrated after a loss, but that's where, as a young leader,
yeah,
that's when you can't let a frustration come out. That's right. That is the key moment. No matter how frustrated you are, to just zip your lip and not say anything, because it becomes a story about nothing.
Right. And no, I got nothing against Jordan Renan or Pat Leonard, because they just report what they hear. They ask the questions, they get the answer, they report it. Right. But that's all the more reason when you need to be more thoughtful in these types of seasons. Especially if your culture is not broken, if you guys are still fighting for the same purposes.
Then so you did a little poll and you found out nothing.
It's not happening. And I guess he's kind of, I don't want to say reverse course on it, but he's kind of walked it back a bit. But that is what it is. They'll work that out. They'll work that out with him. But the ink is dry. It's out there now, right? But what I would much prefer in a season like this, when you're one of the team's best players, you're one of their young leaders, and I understand that there is some tension, because I believe he wanted to get a new contract, and they are now letting him go into free agency this offseason. But help yourself. Play well. You help your team. It's mutually beneficial, because if you're a free agent, your number's going to go up. But if you are the Sour Patch Kid, it's not gonna help you. It doesn't help your team. And again, Xavier McKinney is a really good human, really good character guy, good football player. It's mutually beneficial when you play well. And sometimes you're not going to get the splash plays in Wink's defense, but they'll come. You just got to stay available and stay in the moment. But I think that was something that was probably not needed, considering all the other things you just outlined that's wrong with this season. And people are shooting and looking for opportunities to say, see, this is what's wrong. And, fans want a coaching change every 15 minutes. And they didn't like when one coach was fired. They didn't like when the other coach was fired. Now they want this one fired. It's not going to happen, number one. But number two, these types of narratives that get out there of, oh, coaches lost the locker room. Here, see this quote from Xavier McKinney. There's no follow-up to that with Xavier McKinney because there's no need to at this point, but it's out there. So it's a narrative that can feed those who want this type of discourse with the team. Everybody's got to push in the same direction. Like I said, Xavier, hell of a human being. I think he's a really good football player. He can walk it back, but it's out there and it's already fed to people that needed to get that. And that's nothing against the reporters, but now you've got your whole teammate, all your teammates having to defend themselves in their locker room and their culture. And you got coach who's got to answer a lot of questions now as a result of this, which nobody, you know, it comes with the territory when you're losing. We know the culture is great when you're winning. Everybody loves everybody, right? But when you're losing, you know, you have to be careful. If the culture's broken, you would have heard it from more than one guy. But you have to be careful with that because now you're putting people in positions to have to answer for that as well as the bad play on the field.
Yeah, I saw some comments. I mean, again, I understand it's fans. They're angry. They're emotional. But some of the comments were like, absolutely, they got to fire everybody. They picked the wrong group. Wait a second. That happened with McAdoo. That happened with Shermer. That happened with Judge. They are not. That's not happening. You have to look. I know Dave's has been around the league and coaching in the league for a long time, but he's only in his second year as an actual head coach. He's a young man that is learning. And this roster we knew when they first came in has to be overturned turned over.
That is the part that fans remember. This is a... Fans, remember, this is a rebuild. This is reconstruction. This wasn't going to be done in a year. We thought that they had laid a foundation that they can start to build on. But they weren't done getting this team overhauled starting training camp this past year.
Yeah, because here's just a quick thought on that, just to serve your point. Remember, they're trying to make up for they're trying to make up for a 2021 NFL draft that netted nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Kadarius Toney draft netted you zero. The entire draft class. So you're trying to make up for missing on a bunch of players.
And an offensive line that has never gotten right.
I can't figure that part out.
Though, let's talk about that really quick. They gave up a lot of sacks on paper Sunday. The actual total should be -3. Because you had DeVito, who runs out of bounds short of the line of scrimmage without throwing the ball. Daniel Jones did the same thing. And then Daniel Jones, on the knee injury, he just crumples down.
Yeah, so on that one, they didn't pick up a twist. Like, nobody was open. Yeah. They didn't pick up a twist. And he's trying to avoid this or protect the football.
Didn't have a chance to get away anyway. So I would say three of those, I don't know, would they have 6 sacks in the game?
8.
It's 8 sacks in the game. So they gave up 5 legit sacks. But the offensive line did a few good things. Again, I think you help yourself if you run the football and guys catch passes. Yeah, bright spots in the game are not so bright when you miss your opportunities.
Yeah, I thought, watching the game on coach's tape, I thought the offensive line did okay. Like, don't the sack numbers. But again, I see fans like screaming and yelling and all this other stuff about the O-line and what a joke. But, you know, I watched a lot of Evan Neal snaps against Max Crosby. And, you know, he did okay. You know, yeah. He tried to bull rush him a couple of times. He kind of stood his ground. Did he give up some ground? Yeah. But enough. He did enough for the quarterback to get rid of the ball. DeVito ran himself into a bunch of sacks. Jones has run himself into a bunch of sacks this year. The one, there's one other thing I saw. And this again, some radio personality puts out on Twitter or X about malpractice with regards to the Giants medical staff for allowing Daniel Jones to stay in the game the second quarter. Now, first of all, as someone who's on the radio, but you know, you got to be careful what you say. And you should probably have been in the stadium for you to make this point first and foremost, not just a dude watching TV with a microphone that gets to tweet and say stuff on the radio. Listen, we were there. We saw it. He goes to the sideline. He's flexing his knee. Because this person put out there on social media, was there not even a doctor there to look at him? I mean, what, that's malpractice to let him go out there with a torn ACL. First of all, there have been guys in this league, and I've been around this team and covering this sport in person, in stadiums, actually at games or calling games, since 1988. There are guys that have played games with torn knee ligaments and not found out until the next day the severity of it, but finished the game, depending on position. Daniel Jones gets hurt, goes to the sideline. The trainers immediately come over to him. The doctors immediately come over to him. And he decides he's going to start running some wind sprints to test it out. And he's going to take a football and he's going to throw.
And then he ran from side to side. You know, he ran, he planted, and told the doctors he was okay. So, malpractice, okay.
But you can't put that out there on social. It's irresponsible, especially as someone who does a show, whatever show or whatever. Like, you can't throw that out there. Like, that's.
Well, actually, they can.
Well, yeah, because there's no ramifications.
That's the type of shit that they do. And there are no ramifications to that. But to answer his question, yeah, the doctor was there. The player tested it and told them he was okay. The next play, he goes down.
And then that's it. I mean, I don't know when we're going to see Daniel Jones again, if we're ever going to see Daniel Jones again as a Giant quarterback. I mean, this is a year to a 9 month to a year recovery.
Yep.
It means we'll be in the next season or at least through training camp. And, you know, who knows if they're going to draft a quarterback. My guess is probably they will.
Here's the thing. They got to lose their way into that. They're a 2-win team right now. If you poll the guys in the locker room, would they say, yep, this is what we are? Or would they fight their ass off to stay relevant? You know, and relevant is a relevant word, I guess. Relevant to what? But I think these guys feel a little different. Like, wherever they pick, they're going to pick. But I don't think these players feel like this is their fate, 2 wins. I believe they going to go out and try to win more football. And I don't think the coaches are going to coach not to win football games. Yes, they'll probably stay with Tommy DeVito.
They should stay with Tommy DeVito.
Until they get healthy, Tyrod Taylor. But DeVito settled down and made some plays for him. Now, it's still coming fast for him. He missed some reads. But the back of the end zone throw to Wandale Robinson, you look at that and say, that's a good play, kid.
And at some point he's not gonna panic and feel a rush that's not necessarily really there, and they're going to hit one of these deep overs to Slayton because there was a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And he just gets a little frantic, and then, but He's learning on the job. Listen, the whole tanking thing doesn't work in this sport because of the lack of guaranteed contracts that exist in this sport. Yeah. There are too many
including
guys on
those
that
of coaches.
Correct. And there's too many guys that are on that field. Yeah, for every Dexter Lawrence and for every Andrew Thomas and for every Daniel Jones, there's Ben Bredesen. There's Tyree Phillips. There's Micah McFadden. There's DJ Davidson. There's Cordell Flott. There's a Jason Pinnock. There's all these dudes. These guys are not wealthy people. They're not. They don't have generational money. And in this league, it's not for long, NFL, injury rate is really high. They're playing for a next contract so they can be financially secure for maybe the rest of their lives. So they're not throwing away games on the speck of a future draft pick. And coaches are judged by their record. Yeah. I mean, I remember when Peyton Manning was hurt. And everybody's like, oh, Indianapolis, you know, Bill Polian was the GM at the time, who's now in the Hall of Fame. And like, their quarterback situation is a mess because they want to make sure they get Andrew Luck. Well, it was a mess. And they got Andrew Luck. Bill Polian got fired. He wasn't there for Andrew Luck. Like,
what did Andrew Luck get you? He retired because you couldn't help him out. So all the while you subscribe to tanking, you're not developing. The guy you get, you're going to put him behind a shit offensive line or a shit team, and he gets the hell beat out of him, and he says, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. Where to get you? Starting all over again. So you play these games, these players, they're not going to – these players are not going to sit up and say, yeah, let's just go out and suck because my money is in the bank and my money is guaranteed. No, don't have that in this league. And it's too many of them. And the other part of it, they all give a shit about winning. Nobody wants to be bad. It doesn't help you as a free agent if you're a free agent. It doesn't help you get better players either.
Let's take a look. Who's the Giants' best player? Saquon Barkley. Now, Saquon Barkley is not happy about his contract situation. He winds up signing this franchise deal tag. They sweeten it up with some bonuses. And all Saquon Barkley has done from the moment he walked in the door at the start of training camp has been a leader, a smile on his face. He's done everything they could possibly ask and then some. And he's playing really good football despite the limitations of this team having no threat of a passing game whatsoever. But when he's been on the field, hey, listen, the guy's got five straight games now with 90-plus scrimmage yards. You think Saquon Barkley wants to hear about tanking when he has no idea if he's even going to be back here next year?
Went through this whole offseason, he's not here. He ain't show up for nobody to tank. I can tell you that right now.
Exactly. So. And he'll get in somebody's face if he thinks that guys are, not giving it their all.
Yep.
All right, I got that off my chest. Yeah, that's all I got, too.
That's all I got.
All right, we'll be back later in the week to preview this Giants-Cowboys game, which, should be pretty interesting.
Should be fun to watch, yeah. Show up, though. Show up and see what happens.
That's exactly right. Show up.
You'll see what happens, yep.
How do we like to end it?
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
We'll see you later in the week for another edition of Believe in Giants.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the year is here. It's Way Day. Right now, you can score up to 80% off at Wayfair. Save on sofas and cookware, dining sets and rugs and beds, wall art, bar cards, floor lamps, ceiling fans, home decor, all things outdoor, and way more. All up to 80% off right now. Plus, everything ships free. And flash deals are launching all Way Day long. Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year. Shop Way Day right now from May 6th at Wayfair.com.
Every home. Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.